Ba-na-ba-na-na. No, okay. We're not doing that anymore. We keep doing that. Okay, JJ? Is that okay? Welcome back.
Yeah, but you already have the music. That's a stupid idea.
I know.
Why haven't you guys done climate about change last week. Guy?
Why haven't we done climate change guy?
About climate change?
I'd like to hear JJ give Danny
Should we do a four-part series devoted to climate change?
Who's climate change guy?
Bill Nye.
For your characters, climate change denier and climate change.
Oh.
Oh,
like you just did economy and Stark. Yeah, that would be incredible.
You know what? One of the main
And I'm not like
that...
I'm not like
Sorry. Continue.
Well, I'm not one of these guys who are giving you ideas. I just thought that was like intuitive.
Well, the problem is that is
But anyways, go on with
the idea that actually one guy gave me an idea that I actually did do. So out of all the hundreds of ideas, a guy gave me a good one. But it was for an on the street. He gave me it for a video, but it ended up being a funny on the street one.
Streeter.
Yeah, so I was like, I don't think that's
Do you prefer the streeters or do you prefer this?
I think the streeters make me laugh more. So it's like when I'm editing them, like I'm always kind of like chuckling to myself when I'm doing this. Like messing with people on the street just like makes me laugh the most. But the, like I think.
It's the best.
Yeah. But Patrick just left us.
Patrick just left.
But the actual going, like bothering people on the streets and all that sort of stuff, it's almost like more stressful. Whereas kind of like getting a location and shooting someone with your friends is almost, it's more like feel like an adult. Whereas like when you're bugging people on the street, you're a little bit like, I don't know how much longer I want to be doing this for.
You know what I tell you? You know what I noticed too? Streeters are like crowd work while the actual video content, the sketches are actually like bits because people remember the sketches more than they remember the actual, like people laugh at streeter stuff, but they remember the actual content of the sketches. It's like definitely completely similar.
Yeah, it is similar like that. There's this, I think that one of the reasons too, like I know the games to play with people, but there's also like, I have like quick word association, which a lot of that game is that, you know what I mean? Like people say something and I have, but the sketches, they always say like, hey, why don't you do something about transgenders or whatever? And you go, what should I say? And they go, I don't know, like something.
Just sock it to them. And you're like, that's not how this works.
Yeah.
Well, but that's
joke. They go, why don't you do a joke about pizza? And you go, what's the joke? They go, that's where you figure out.
The reason I said,
use that brain of yours.
The reason I said the climate. No, but the climate change is like, there's an actual like split. It's very down the same road as what you guys are doing already.
But you say like, what's my point? You know what I mean? Like there's always like sort of a point you're making, you know, like even with the one, if you're like, oh, Trump and no Trump, you're like, the point is you're both stupid. If I'm saying like climate change guys and not climate change guys, you're both stupid. It's like, so what do I think? Like it's happening. Like, what do you think on climate change? What's your opinion? Like, what's your opinion, JJ, on climate change?
I'm with probably in Patrick in this one. It's probably the Jews.
You know, JJ, I've been having a bit of a rough time lately, and it's really nice to finally hear people coming around to my side of.
Why are you getting a heart? Are you getting people giving you grief?
I'm teasing. I'm just saying it's nice to hear people also agreeing that obviously changes in the weather and the greater climate at the heart of it. You know,
you're a little That's
either cool. That or he's got his mic turned around the wrong way again. Yeah.
No.
Okay. No.
Yeah. It's just. Loud. Yeah.
So I told my chick about the Nazi guy that her fan who's a Nazi.
Okay.
Like, I mean, and this is not speculation. As discussed, he has a full stomach swastika.
Yeah, your girlfriend has a hardworking American donating his time and money to her little personal endeavor.
Exactly, but I don't think she blocked him.
An American.
Yeah, I don't think she blocked him.
Like you told him, you go, hey, you're this Nazi. And she goes,
Yeah, she just went, ew. And
she's dog whistling to him, like, oh, if only a real American would be able to donate.
Exactly.
Hey, speaking of Nazis, he's Patrick. You see your boy supporting Joe Biden?
Richard Spencer.
Is he really? Why?
Because this is the problem with all Wingnats or like the actual like National Socialists is that like, when you get down to it, Richard Spencer is like an effeminate, faggy, elitist, like he's just not one of those guys. So it's like, yeah, of course. The second that like he gets the opportunity, he wants out. He wants out.
He knew that there was going to be like
a troll.
Yeah, and he knew it would be a big like news story or whatever. He probably is missing the attention that he used to get.
Exactly. He it's the election season and he wants to justify another round of being on CNN getting beat the fuck up by like the like again like when Don Lemon is humiliating you, you know you're probably not like the messenger or the movement you thought you were.
I mean, he knows he's not anyways. Anyways.
Hey, I'm going to go on a limb.
Parler? Is he on any social media other than...
No, he's on... He's, again, like, he's still ostensibly the head of the alt-right, and he is still ostensibly, like, the world... The U.S.'s foremost, most famous national socialist.
But he's not banned from Twitter?
He is banned. He's banned from everything that Alex Jones is. He was... It was Alex Jones first, Richard Spencer, Jared Taylor, and a bunch of other guys.
Alex
they
Jones
got him about
that,
6 months later.
Video a couple of weeks ago with the masks and the bullhorn or whatever, where he went. They were like these like kids who were like they were like working at like. Oh, did you see that? They were like working at like a park or something. And he's
that
like,
was.
He's like this is, and they're like who's paying you or whatever, and they're like he's like they're like volunteers. They're like, I don't know.
Yeah,
like,
as a guy like, that makes videos, I could feel how awkward that must have been for him to do. Like he was, you know what I mean? He was there and no one was reacting to him, and he was all like, "You guys are banned by the man," and blah blah. And everyone's like, "Dude, like I don't know, I'm getting paid $10 an hour," and he's like, "Yeah, this is what the corporations want, the capitalists."
Yeah, who's paying you, Big Mask? And he's like, has his stupid.
Big he said, "Big Mask."
Alex, I'm at work.
Yeah, so no, they weren't playing.
That's what they were.
It.
They're like, we're just working. I don't know. We're like,
yeah, because you're basically saying you're like,
and they're like
these crazy liberals, and they're like, yeah, I mean, I'm just at work.
Like, I'm 16. This is my summer job. It's all I'm qualified for.
Yeah, so they don't like it. It doesn't work because you're lying.
Yeah. Also, Alex is picking on the wrong people. Young kids are way more like sympathetic to his horse shit than like old people. You should go fucking harass people at a senior center.
Yeah. Whereas like most people that are 15 are kind of like, oh, Alex Jones is kind of wacky, but he's kind of interesting sometimes.
Gen Zers are way more politically aligned with fucking Alex Jones than like Anderson Cooper or somebody like that. So yeah.
Yeah, it was just like complete, and they know that kind of guy, and they know who he is. So they're like, I'm not gonna get trolled because I'm like, they're not like, oh, who's this guy that's starting to fight me? They're like, oh, Alex Jones is trying to make a gotcha video with us in it.
Yeah, exactly. It's like so obvious what's happening in that moment.
There's people like yelling his lines back at him.
Yeah, exactly.
They're gonna turn the friggin' frogs gay.
Yeah, part of trolling.
I will eat your ass.
Part of trolling someone is they like can't completely see every move that you're doing. Like there's, it's all like look over here and then I do something else. He's just like, ah!
Yeah, exactly.
And his hope is that they'll like go crazier.
Yeah, and they're like he's just like such a, especially when they're 16 because they're like they're just way smarter than he gives them credit for. So they're like, yeah, we have the internet, like we know who you are.
So what was that that 16-year-old you posted that you said you're laughing? Were you
Danny
mad at
he was posting his hot 16-year-old that he and he said
yeah he was posting that TikTok fuck? Chick. Were you mad at her or were you mad at the people who were outraged?
No, the Holocaust death chick. The people who are outraged. I'm like I'm not even mad. I'm like I honestly watched that video and I was laughing. I was like cry laughing watching this video. And it's just these girls on TikTok who basically they do these.
It's a death
videos.
App.
Yeah, TikTok is a death app, JJ.
No, the fucking app on TikTok. Isn't that...
No, it's not a death app. No,
I meant a death filter.
No, they just actually put makeup on. They consider themselves like actors. So the scene is you just arrived in heaven. You were just killed in Auschwitz.
Titties everywhere.
They go, but it's like, so that's...
Or cocks everywhere.
That's the scene. So you just arrived in heaven. And it's like a first person or whatever. And then they basically act out this little scene where they're like, oh, what happened to you? And you're like, oh, I died in Auschwitz. Like, because you get to heaven and they're like, how did you get here? And they're like, oh, I died in Auschwitz. And they're like,
yeah, that was a long time ago. And they go, yeah, I was in the in-between for a while.
Yeah.
Oh, were you converting to Catholicism while you were in the camp? Because get the fuck back down there.
But it's like this big trend.
Oh, were you a gypsy? Okay, come on in. Yeah. Jews and queers, back down.
But
but it's like this
Saint Peter ain't playing none of that shit.
And they all have like they're all like have soot on them and stuff, which is like I don't know why they're like covered in soot. Like
what soot?
Like, you know, from like a chimney, I guess. But I, like again, obviously,
because Holocaust obviously is literally death by fire. I think that's what it is.
I guess, burning. But you're giving these girls way too much
when
credit.
They are supposed to be like, soot.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the thing. I was like, well, if you like were in a furnace, then I don't think you're just showing up regular with some soot on you. Like,
there was a kid who had a 9/11 thing.
A what?
He had a 9/11.
Why are you doing to your face right now?
Because he had a thing on his face from 9/11. He was
like
in heaven
those
too.
Those telemarketer earpieces?
No. So JJ, you saw this video on TikTok, and it's people that died and gone to heaven. Auschwitz people that died and gone
well,
to heaven.
Well, Danny shared it.
I mean, way funnier would be if you died in Auschwitz and you're in hell, and you're like, welcome to hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great.
Like, that would be pretty funny.
Yeah.
You should have forgiven all those loans when they collected you.
But the best part is that she signed off her TikTok. She had the Black Lives Matter fist.
Of course.
Yeah.
Like, they think they're, like, allies. I don't know. You see everything that's going on right now and fucking with all, like, the crazy people and, the, like, attacking people at restaurants right now.
What are they
Why?
Attacking them for?
The silence is violence. Basically, like, these giant...
Danny got attacked for eating the last piece of the buffet.
Yeah, dude, there's basically, like, people who are, like...
Well, there's these two guys that are making this TV show, and they're running around attacking people if they touch any of their food. Two fat Italians.
Buffet.
That's a pretty good calling, JJ. Show two fat Italians.
Oh, buddy, the meeting we had today was huge. But keep on, I'll tell you after. Keep
tell
on
me
going.
After.
Yeah, keep on going.
Anyways, oh yeah, so it's like DC. I think it was today or last night. It's like literally people just sitting on a patio. This one guy is like sitting with his girlfriend on a patio having brunch. This whole mob shows up. They're like protesting like the dude who got killed in Wisconsin or whatever. Kenosha. It's Wisconsin, right? Not Illinois.
Yeah anyways, Kenosha.
So they like show up and then they're just like making them like do like the Black Power fists and they're like, we don't want to. And then they're like, put on a fucking mask. They're eating, like literally they're eating. Then this one is like this whole group of white people surrounded this woman and they're like, they're basically just like making all these people just do like the Black Power symbol. And then they're like,
she's trying to eat and they want to do the Black Power.
She's literally sitting on a patio just trying to eat. And like this mob of like people
in DC.
This is in D.C. I posted it on my Twitter.
Wow, that's insane.
It's crazy. Like, it's honestly, like, just nuts. And the thing is, it's exactly like, because James Lindsay posted it, and I guess it's exactly like the struggle sessions in, like, China or whatever, like how they basically did this stuff. Like,
oh, my God, this is insane.
Same imagery where they're all standing around with their hand in their
What are they doing in China?
They're like,
oh, dude, you got to see this.
And they're, like, shaming somebody. It's...
Oh, you have to see this. This is insane. So your boy who you just did his podcast, Tim Pool, he's
That's
down
tomorrow.
The middle. Oh, it's tomorrow? I thought you were doing it today.
No, it's tomorrow.
Oh, so he was posting some interesting shit today. You got me on his thing.
What was he posting?
Are you kidding me? Tim Pool, the online journalist, posted something interesting?
Yeah, yeah. It was. What are these kids doing? These people are fucking retarded.
I mean, so what I was going to say is like what happened in China was literally what would – sorry – what would happen is like kids would come home from school after getting like riled up by their teachers and basically quiz their parents on like Little Red Book and Communist Manifesto stuff.
How many orgasms should mom have every night?
Exactly the same amount as every other woman in the country. That
orgasms.
Distributed equally, but then they would literally like report their own moms and dads to the authorities and say like, yeah, this person is a counter-revolutionary or this person is secretly
counter-revolutionary.
Working absolutely. That's the
loud.
Sorry, that's the language they are using.
Turn your mic down.
Okay.
Dude, I'm literally watching this right now. These fucking people are insane.
Yeah, I know.
JJ just keeps describing the video without actually telling everyone.
The best one about the DC one. Well, I already explained what happened. The best one about
the
DC one is it's all white people. It's only white people surrounding a white woman, making her do like the.
So funny.
One's a fat chick and her fat's hanging off the bottom of her, you know, where they have that fat on the bottom of the bicep. You know,
they'll give you a fucking fist in your pussy.
Yeah. And the other guy, the young guy's making a fist like he's an umpire, like you're out, you know, like that.
I'm wondering, like, at what point does someone, like, especially, did you see the thing on the weekend in where
the
was
rapper.
It, where they were like, No. Where they were Antifa was fighting like the Proud Boys or whatever in Portland. Oh, it's in Portland. Obviously, it's all in Portland.
That's fun.
And you're like,
everybody.
At what point do guns get introduced in this situation? They're like, the restraint is actually like unbelievable to me. That like they're all just like fucking dousing each other in like pepper spray and they're beating each other with clubs and stuff. And you're like,
who? They're just beating each other.
Yeah, it looks honestly like it looks like medieval times, like it looks
or
like
Greece,
like LARP.
You know what I mean?
I know.
Like a fight in fucking Grease the musical.
But, and they all have shields.
Like, I thought you meant
like a tire iron, like they stuff like that. Those are the best because they always like hit each other with like tire irons and it doesn't.
Yeah, Arn Anderson, tire iron.
Yeah, that's my favorite one when someone. I've said this fight a million times, but there was a fight outside my high school, and the one guy pushed the other guy, and a wrench fell out of his pocket of his sleeve, and he goes, "Oh, you've got a wrench now."
I've never heard that before.
Legendary line. Oh, you've got a wrench now.
And was he gonna hit him with the wrench?
Yeah, he was gonna hit him with the wrench. Yeah.
And then what happened with the fight?
I can't remember. All I remember is the line. I think everyone went, oh, and then we all in unison kept saying, oh, as we left. Yeah. Oh, walked across the street as a mob, left the two.
What
of them
is
there.
That? What is the mob, oh, thing? There's like, oh, like when someone falls, everyone's like, oh.
What is like, that? That's a fun natural, thing. That's a organic good... emotion.
No, but you wait that? For oh, man, I'm excited right now.
These people laughing when they feel
oh,
joy.
Dude, one time this. Server, she was a big pig, dropped a whole plate of fucking glasses, like one of those trays and glasses, and we were like, oh, it happened in the restaurant, and she cried. Oh, it made my fucking day.
She cried.
Yeah.
JJ remembers that everyone chanting his name is just him eating by himself in a fucking 70-year-old lady with a hairnet's face.
Crying is this mentally.
Oh, those are the best moments
in
life.
Stupid fat bitch.
No, it's because you know what it is? It's someone's misfortune, but it's not dire misfortune. So it's like enough to like it shouldn't ruin their life, but it's enough to like, you know, like a little rib shot kind of thing.
Yeah, you're not she's on the floor and you nuzzle up to her.
But I love how you feel like the act of her dropping all those glasses like wasn't enough of the rib shot where you're like,
I'm
with JJ.
I remember that O is some of the best laughs I ever had because I can laugh. I'm crying right now.
Yeah, you're capable of laughing. I've seen you laugh before.
Oh, I love.
Have you ever given someone your O face?
What's it like? Cum face? Like
other than her? Is that the first time you've given the fat pig your O face?
No, I think I was. I was probably fucking around with people.
Girls give JJ their no face. Yeah.
No, I was telling Misha or maybe someone else when I was like a adolescent boy, like 11 or 12. I was fucking around, like doing some like with other like 11 and 12 year olds, like very vanilla shit. But there was some fucking cock hardness.
What kind of stuff though? Touching, stroking, pants?
Yeah, I think just good strokes.
Good, like
in the
stuff?
Pants or over the pants?
It was a summer camp. Oh, there was definitely rawness.
But was it gay?
With guys or girls?
With guys?
Yeah, with guys.
Oh. Really?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Raw jerks with 12-year-olds. God. Yeah.
So with this Holocaust video, to sum up both those stories, so what the Holocaust thing was a girl
didn't
on
happen.
TikTok essentially made this video and people made fun of her. Is that kind of the
joke? No, they went after her hard.
No, it's a full TikTok trend. There's like tons of them.
And they pretend they're showing up to heaven?
They pretend they're showing up to heaven.
Are they Jewish?
No.
What?
And they're just like, they're acting. It's like they think
but
they're
they
like
saying, is basically are they proving how bad the Holocaust was? Is that the gist of it underneath?
It's definitely like a dramatic scene where it's like some of them are like Anne Frank showing up to heaven.
Yeah, it's like a turnaround.
And so basically the premise too is that when you show up to heaven, there's literally like a maitre d' who goes, okay,
yeah, St. Peter.
Yeah, St. Peter, I guess, or whatever. St. Peter goes, who are you? Like, how did you get here? Like they don't know, and like the idea that they're asking every person who gets to heaven, you go, you have to explain how you got here.
I love that Patrick does his TikTok, and it's this is Himmler winning. He's going in the early years. This is actually 1939.
Yeah, Patrick, you just want to go.
Saint Peter, I am happy to tell you it was a tremendous success.
Hitler's
significantly less Semitic in the Rhine.
Hitler showing up to heaven. It's like, Hitler, my man, welcome. And he's like,
it's like Henry Hill when he does a rat on the line. You popped your cherry. Oh,
you
your first genocide. Look at this kid. Doing it in the 1930s. No one could get away with it now.
JJ, would you ever do that, but instead of soot on your face, just poo?
No, I have to change shirts. I'll be right back.
And then you show up. You show up to
this
heaven.
Is JJ leaving the bathhouse.
JJ just died in a bathhouse explosion after he was like eating ass all night.
Yeah, he died.
I told you, I slept in a bathhouse for one summer.
You died. Yeah, you died in a bathhouse explosion, and you showed up to heaven still covered in shit. New TikTok trend.
Like, how'd you get there? He goes, there was an explosion at the bathhouse. I was face deep in a man's ass. They go, oh.
There was a rupture in the propane fuel cell, which happened to be right next to an old septic tank.
That's gonna be that's the new TikTok trend.
JJ, why are you changing your shirt?
So JJ, you probably know this better than anyone because you're posting about Jam Easy and stuff like that. What's going on with his whole thing? Because I saw basically there was this, this outdoor show that's been causing plenty of controversy.
Really? I just did it. It was amazing.
Oh, why, well, were you there the night this happened? So essentially, some lady came and like shut it down, and then they
not
both-
Not Bankus's show.
Was this Jam a different Easy's. One? And then Sebastian Fazio and
I wasn't there.
Jam Easy were like arguing because he's basically saying like, it was the comic's fault or whatever, and then I realized we were wrong and we shouldn't have whatever. And then
why? What was
a bitch? This and that.
Well, it was so from Kyle. I think it was Kyle Lucy. It was like,
apparently she tried to come like fight Jam Easy when he was on stage, and it wasn't even because of him. He said it was because of the last comic. I didn't talk to any of the people. I was just Wilsoning the.
Oh, this was recently. Yeah, I was there when. Kyle was there. So Kyle messaged me. So I said, hey, man, thanks for all this in the group chat. I said, thanks for the spot. And I thought Kyle blocked me. And I said, can someone pass this along to Kyle and say it was fun seeing everybody? And Kyle writes, I blocked you only because you told someone you drugged and raped me. Like, and could you believe what a little baby who goes on stage and literally does drug and rape bits and then says, I blocked you because you said someone. And I said,
who did she tell you drugged and raped him?
I don't know. And I said, Kyle, I don't need to fucking drug you to rape you, and left the chat.
And I don't need to rape you to drug you.
I'll show you the real renegade is.
But you know who was there was Greg Simon. Mr. Simon came by and filmed it.
And this is like the show that's like basically just like adjacent to like a softball field.
No, it's like, not. It's
no, that was the one where the woman was like yelling and she's like,
oh, that was another show. That was
that seems like every week there's a new controversy where like someone shows up and gets mad.
I was talking to Patrick Hakeem about that one, comedian Patrick Hakeem from Toronto, and he was like telling me about that. And I'm like, honestly, I'm like, man, if I was trying to play baseball at like 6:30 and like an open mic was just happening.
Yeah, that's where it was at, Liberty Village.
Well, that's the thing.
I'm
having a very hard time like putting the pieces together because no one can give me the straight goods.
I can give you, I'll tell you what I know.
You know what I mean? I'm like, is this comedians being dicks or is this
no it was I saw the video
like,
it was
you don't JJ it, you just said you don't know what we're
okay but now I know
is.
What you're fucking talking about I didn't know what you're
fucking,
talking
about.
I know what you're talking about now. So they just did a secret show at Trinity Bellwoods when it's packed in the, like what you said at like 6:30 or 7
secret show at Trinity Bellwoods.
Yeah,
secret show making the gravy.
Yeah, it would suck
if someone said to me like, hey, can you go perform at Trinity Bellwoods? I'd feel like so embarrassed.
I would be
so embarrassed.
No, but
the thing is, like, it's not like even like the stand-up New York shows where you're like, oh, this guy was like on Colbert. It's literally just like, for the most part,
it's an open mic.
It's like an open mic.
No, Angie's show was amazing. It was one of the coolest shows I've ever done.
Oh, that was on the rooftop.
It was on the rooftop. They were seated like an audience. They loved it. They came for comedy. They paid money. And
what about the Trinity Bellwoods one, which is what we're talking about?
I didn't
about.
Do that fucking
no, that's,
shit.
Dude,
we're literally talking about that, and JJ's like, I was there. So
no,
anyway,
because I thought you guys thought that was that.
Would, Okay. Well, basically, from what I know, is that it was basically like a Country Comics showed up with a fucking amp and like a mic and just were like, all right, we're doing an open mic right here, like near, like, you know, in left field, basically, of like
doing shitty version Charlie Barnett.
And then they're all just in the, basically, this is my guess anyways, is that they're in the fucking left field and they're all just like, yeah, and then I fucking raped that bitch. And people are like, it's like, we're trying to play baseball. It's like 6:30. And
you're doing the fucking park.
Yes. And it's obviously clear that this is a show. A bank is a show. People are there. People are coming in the hundreds to watch this show.
I mean, even for Bankus' show, some people are just at the park. They're just
sure.
People, his is permitted as well, though, right? And the other one was not.
Well, Bankus' show has been going on for a few months, so yeah, he has that definitely going on. This one was like just a. It seems like it was a one-off, but it's like
a Wildcat style show. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Which is like comedy. It was. Not-
And didn't Bankus get a like a limited performance thing for his show?
I don't think so. He keeps getting tickets, so I don't think so.
Either way, it seems like every week there's a new controversy with someone getting mad at the park shows, and then it's a whole hoopla.
Well, apparently,
Breslin's talking to Rebel News. It's just something every time.
Are your park shows getting in trouble?
I'm
in
not.
New York?
I don't know. I stopped doing them. I only did like two or three, and it was because I got like cornered by the guy who runs them.
So
like,
you don't even want to do. What about the ones for the clubs? Aren't they still doing shows?
They're sort of on a patio, and I want to do that. But no, I don't want to do any of the park shows.
No, park shows are. I did one on Sunday that was crappy, and then. But I did one on Wednesday.
But why? I just don't. I don't know. Like,
the one on Wednesday I did, it was actually really good.
Yeah, but I don't care if it's good. Like, I'm the same as you. It's like the Bankus one. It sounds like it would be go and hang out with all my friends.
Yes.
I'm not getting anything out of it.
You get nothing out of it. Yeah. I mean,
fun to do like something like that to go hang out with your friends. Yes. But now I've done that 5 or 6 times.
It's enough. I agree with you. I have. Yes. I'm not doing the next one.
You got your fill. Yeah. Exactly. Right?
Yeah. Exactly. And also what it was too, because I literally did a bunch of new stuff. It's nice to know that it's like, oh, I can, from the Friday to Saturday, I completely polished that shit up, like made it. And I was like, dude, I was like legitimately having a good set. Like I wasn't like murdering.
Yeah, like set one, you're talking about anal rape. Set two, you're talking about normal rape. Set three, yes. Duck hunt.
Exactly.
Duck hunt. It's made its full transformation back into a primo. Primo.
By the way, Altucher's buddy, his co-owner, went after Seinfeld. Yeah, he went after Seinfeld again today. That was great. This is like a
Danny Zolden. Yeah, I know him.
Yeah. Yes, this is a so.
I did Kumia today too, and I was saying it was a you on you crime.
New York City Jew mafia war.
Yeah, really.
Kumia loved it.
It was he's sort of on Altucher's side. He's making fun of Seinfeld. But, you know, Altucher is like, was going
hard on
Seinfeld, by the way.
I'm like, why can't Altucher have crazy with Altucher?
He basically said,
he goes,
this is the, he's like, for the first, at least I got Jerry Seinfeld to write some new material.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no way. I mean,
if people don't know, Altucher, he wrote this thing, Death of This New York's Dead and It's Never Coming Back. But I'm like, because he says he was getting death threats. But I'm like, why aren't you allowed to have an opinion on that?
I told you that, Danny. I go, out of all of the videos I've been doing and all of the people that have been hating on me, none of it was anywhere close to how much hate he got for saying New York's dying.
He's like, here's my opinion. Here's what I think, like, why I think this. And then he's like, I'm getting death threats and it's
blood. I mean, I don't get why you don't get it. Because I've been like literally talking to people in real life and I've seen it all over people's in tweets and I've talked to comics in real life at the stand where they're like, you hear about the fucking Altucher, the fucking, fuck him. Like they're
no way.
It's like the Kobe thing. I swear people think of it like you just told them their fucking girlfriend's a slut. Like, you know, they're
yes.
Furious.
I wish she was. God.
So they're taking it amazingly.
I've been waiting for her to cheat on me. Please, she can hear me through the walls.
That was oddly, that was part of JJ's gay musical, eh?
Yeah. She can hear me through the walls.
Oh, I forgot
I'm a
about
cuck.
That. We had one last year, right?
Cuck the Musical.
What it was called?
No, yours was gay because it was like, back in the closet. I'm coming out. No more.
Wow,
no
I
more
forgot
Puss
about my
and
musical.
John tonight. I'm sucking dick tonight. But now your new one's cock. Your musical's about being a cock.
Oh, yeah. But it's not. Just,
it basically, it starts on the stage, like it's all dark, and then a light comes on in the middle, but it's empty, and then the light moves to the corner, and JJ's in the corner.
No.
Yeah, the light.
Just watching.
Yeah,
you know, light, and you're like, there's nobody there.
He's not on, and then a second light.
Yeah, no, in the corner. Human chastity belt would be so much better. A full body chastity belt.
What's a human?
No, this is what happens. The light comes on and there's two people having sex, and then you have that for a second, and then the second light goes on and JJ's smoking a cigarette, looking at the camera.
Smoking a cigar, a long cigar.
Smoking a cigar.
Like a
spinning a pocket watch.
Them's were the days.
Yeah.
I used to watch my girlfriend get fucked by four guys at a time.
Oh man.
It was the summer of 2020.
They don't make the bulls like they used to.
No, I don't want her to be a slut. I just want her to do it one time.
The bulls are less polite than they used to be. A lot of pushing and shoving and give me that and give me this these days. Used to be more respect between a cuck and his bull.
Once was
a time we used to have a polite meal with each other afterwards. Break bread. Not these days.
Did you see that Jerry Falwell thing?
There was a code.
Oh, yeah.
She got so mad at me today because we're getting groceries, and I saw this big black dude with a small white chick, and I'm like...
Him?
I said, oh man, she's probably getting her pussy stretched out by that BBC. And like, she got mad. She's like, ew. And as I was saying that, I was drooling too. So it was like pretty. And I said, are you disgusted because I said that or because I said that and I drooled? And she didn't know I drooled. So even better. Like, I love when she gets mad. The double troll too. That's the best.
The double troll?
Oh, yeah.
The second troll is you're also drooling by accident.
Oh, the double troll is amazing. Like, oh, I didn't even mean to drool.
And then sometimes the triple troll is you just shit a little accidentally.
Oh, yeah. I would love.
She's like, JJ, what's all this shit on your underwear? You're like, you got trolled.
Oh, my God. If I read you the tweets, I like tweet it.
Look up. There's a camera there, there, and there. You're on buffet pranks.
Oh, we had an amazing meeting today for not buff gay studs.
What did the meeting happen?
Hold on, let me read you.
I mean, I just like to add that almost every episode, JJ says this.
They had a great meeting.
They had a great meeting.
So Monday, August 24th, please can we do fart stuff tonight? So thirsty for gas. Then I write right away, fuck, wrong person. I'm so sorry. Please forget this. And then I write, unless you want to unleash a classic wet Misha fart, then totally go with the flow or wind. And she didn't respond.
It's just you
having fun.
And she didn't even respond.
Got him.
Got him.
And she didn't even respond. I love how Danny does. We keep saying turn his mic down and just keeps trying to speak quieter instead.
Yeah. Patrick, just turn your mic down. I think your computer.
He's been like
computer crap.
You guys go, so sorry. Yes. Yeah. Like, just turn it down.
How about now?
The fact that this guy's an audio engineer is mind blowing.
We live in an imperfect world.
I can't hear myself.
Yeah.
That's a different thing. You need to monitor yourself from the sound card.
Oh my God, this is a good one.
So you turn the phones up, but anyways,
the cans.
There used
as
to be a code in the cucking and bull world.
I'd do a musical called Cuckness. Or something like that.
Why don't you write it? Maybe sneak in some.
Old man, cucky.
Don't come. Don't come. Don't come so quick. Come hard.
Man.
He keeps on cucking.
The cuckold lifestyle gets crazy because I'm a part of the Reddit forum. Like, it's Reddit cuckold.
You ever seen when they have like the rowing like on slave ships and it's like, oh, wait, oh, it's like, and thrust.
Oh, God. I would come
and
so fast.
Two, three, four, thrust, five, six.
You're, honestly, I'm like kind of getting hard during this.
Yeah. Boom, boom. Now the cuck laugh's not an easy laugh. I think it's a Western cuck.
That's what
Western.
It should be. That's JJ's going to be his autobiography. It's just going to be called I Just Want to Watch.
It's JJ. They call me Wild West JJ. I am the fastest gunsucker in the land.
the gun.
I haven't met a gun that I can't suck.
JJ, did you see the Jerry Falwell Jr. thing?
No, what was that?
He got busted with some good old fashioned cuckoldry.
Yeah. Who is it? Who?
He's his, like
his dad was like super. His dad's like super famous.
See, JJ, that's what's missing. You need to go religious, then you can get all that.
No, but who is he? I don't know who is.
JJ, he's a stadium pastor, so he's one of those big mega church pastors.
His dad was like the famous one.
Yeah. Oh,
so he's like hardcore religious.
And
so
his Dominican Cuban pool boy, who's like in his 20s, he must be.
At the time, he was in his 20s,
Fucked the guy's wife. And now
he's sat in the corner.
That's what the kid alleges.
That's amazing.
Hey guys, I think I thought of JJ's cuck name. It's Cucker Max.
I would love that. I would love that. I even told her.
I hope they serve dick in hell. That's JJ's book.
Thing is, I think she's like
Cucker Max, fastest suck in the West.
Yeah. Okay, continue.
Oh, I was just saying that I think
the spittoon is just him spitting gum into it.
That's old Cucker Max. He's the fastest suck below the Mason-Dixon line. They said he fled the North for sucking too many men's off.
I heard that he had a gun pulled on him and he sucked off four men before the bullet left the trigger. Before the bullet left the whatever you call it.
Chamber.
That's the outlaw sucky whales.
I told her, I said last night in bed, I said I'd be happy with you. I'd be happy for the rest of my life with you if I didn't and I didn't suck another dick.
That's
very sweet, JJ.
She didn't even marry him.
She didn't even fucking like JJ's, acknowledge that. Like she's JJ, like, like she JJ's did like a
ungrateful
woman thing.
Bitch.
That's JJ totally giving ungrateful. A toast at his own wedding. Like, yeah. Hey, I just knew when I met her. Well, not at the beginning, but 6 months into meeting her, I knew this is gonna one that keeps my mouth off a fucking slobbing dog.
Yeah. I'm fine with that.
That's when I realized I'd sucked the last dick I'd ever sucked for this this tall blonde.
JJ, this play is just writing itself, basically.
We should do a sitcom.
Oh, yeah, should we?
Well, dude, it would be amazing if there was a show.
I'm not a classic cuck. I'm a magical cuck.
No, there's a difference. Like I just love, like, when she, like, watching her come, so it's hot, like, to think of like another, oh yeah, I feel that,
and this
hot.
Obviously necessitates another man.
Oh sure, yeah that's okay,
yeah, there's no other way to do that.
Yeah.
What are we supposed to do? She's like, oh, I could just use a vibrator. JJ's like, holy shit, this whole time I've been using another dude.
I've been trying to find another guy whole time.
We've done vibrator play before, not on me.
Wouldn't want to do something gay.
No, hey, I'm not into ass play. I'm really not. I won't
JJ
lie.
JJ here, just a little cuck to buck con. Let's keep this between cuck and buck, but I'm going to need you to give it to a real good right now. Because,
oh, my God, yes.
Yeah.
But whatever. She'd probably break up with me after she hears me saying this shit.
You literally yell it so she can hear it from where she is.
Yeah, but she'll get
JJ,
like, you
know, it would be the third or fourth time she would be hearing this.
Yeah. Oh no, she's here. Well, I sent her the clip from Saturday night. It was really good.
This is about a minute, an hour into the movie. It just gets really dark. I'm just a cook that's down on his luck.
No, that's when JJ.
I can't find a bull to save my life. Hey,
JJ
sir.
Gets falsely accused of a crime.
Okay.
And he's in jail, and he's just got head between his hands, like, that was the lowest point in this cuck's life. Dead cuck walking on the coming mile.
Dead cuck walking.
And then that's when you have like a bunch of like black, like the black chorus in the background. Yeah, he's like, he's working. And like, he's got to have some kind of like.
Excuse me, sir. I was just. And this might seem weird, but I was just looking for a man to have sex with his girlfriend. He goes, oh, stop it. You're just making fun of me now. What? By whatever do you mean? I'm just, I've my lifeblood is having sex with another man's girlfriend, and I have not been able to fulfill that. And JJ goes, tell me you're serious.
Well, I don't do the gay voice. Hold on, my dog's crying.
You're doing this.
Okay. Well, I don't.
I do not do the gay voice. Hold on, my dog is crying.
Oh, my little munchkin's crying. My little Moses.
Oh, now you're just making fun of me. No, I would. It would. I would actually consider it an honor.
Oh, you jest to flatter.
I would consider it an honor if I were to be able to have sex with a wife such as yours.
Ma'am, sir, if you would do me the kindness of allowing me to fornicate with your wife whilst you gaze upon us in coitus, I would be so obliged.
I would be much obliged if you would do me that honor. Oh, come on. You don't really mean it. Yeah. He's crying.
Do for me this kindness for a stranger walking the dusty trail of America.
And they both have their jail.
It's still doing this?
Black and white stripes. And then the guard comes out. Ding, ding, ding. All right, Lieberman. It's time. Oh, what are you going to beat me again? Actually, it's for your conjugal visit.
Someone might actually purchase this.
Are you kidding me? We're gonna win a fucking Tony.
Dude, imagine if he did a cuck bull skit.
There you go.
It would be the end of your skits.
You see, the cuck is the same as the bull.
And then blackface Danny as the bull. Yeah.
Danny's only line just the entire sketch.
And then the cuck is just, I'm a comedy blogger.
Well, you know, I think actually what he said was problematic for these reasons.
Nothing funny about making fun of cuckoldry. Must have been tough to be a cuck, like, a long time ago.
No, probably the best. Probably the most turn on.
No, it was the best because it was
racial segregation. So it was like totally.
I mean,
like taboo.
I guess I mean like making the arrangements, but well,
oh, even better.
But it goes in peaks and waves because you got to think at a time of like in ancient times, that's what like guys would do is like kings would get their wives just like fucking run out by things.
No,
like,
really.
Yeah, Roman and Greek times, they would like import slaves with big dicks just to fuck the.
Well, I think JJ should be Cuck Norris, and then the guy that's cucking him should be Brett Bull.
That seems like a pretty wild time.
What, getting cucked? That would
Importing slaves with huge dicks to fuck their wives and be able to fuck 12-year-old boys. Not saying I condone all actions, but.
So something about it speaks to him on a biological level.
Keep on cucking.
God, that's what women don't understand.
Cucking in the free world. I have to just be parody songs, obviously, as well. In this music,
I'm gonna be a real big cuck. I'm gonna be a real big nothing.
I'm gonna be alone forever.
But in the
like actual terms of cuckness, I'm not like a traditional cuck because I don't feel I'm inadequate.
He's a new cat to cuck on the scene.
He's a new kind of cuck on the scene.
We've definitely had 20 minutes on
cuck. I'm not your grandpa's cuck. I'm not your grandma's cuck. Bull's cuck. It's a new kind of cuck on the scene. JJ, what were you saying about your cuck stuff?
I'm not like some cucks. I feel like inadequate and shit like that. Like I've got a great dick. I'm. It's not that I'm like cuck like that. It's like I
cuck with great dick.
You're like psychologically cucked.
Yeah, psychologically cucked. Not like physically. Like some guys wear like actual belts around their cock, like lock things. Have you ever seen those?
Chastity belts,
but I've seen the pictures where they lock up their fucking.
Seen the pictures, man.
They lock up their cocks, dude.
Lock them up.
But no, I'm not. I can't. Boom, boom, boom. Oh my god, I'm crying harder than the O. Oh! That'd be a good part of the play, eh? Where yeah, I'm locked definitely. Up, as my cock's locked up, and everyone walks in and goes,
No, it'd be worse if the bull's cock's locked up. Yeah.
That would actually turn me on. Oh my god.
And you can't find the key. JJ's like, but the key, it's right here. Oh, and he puts it in the air, and it goes in slow motion, and then drops, and boom, boom, and then trips down the sewer.
It's got the reaction of like the black kids meme of them just going, oh.
the JJ's cucks, JJ's bull's chastity belt key falls down the sewer.
Man, I used to walk around when I was doing like gay shit, and I, you know that knapsack I always had, Danny, like the athletic bag. What's that thing called that I always wear to shows?
A girl's backpack.
No, it's like a girl's backpack, but the athletes wear them.
It's just like with the strings.
The straps. Yeah, the two
string
straps.
Bag things.
So I used to
have high school female athletes wear them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I used to have a string bag, and I would like, this is when I was going to like the cyber cafes, the internet cafes, to go on gay.com, and I would have in the bottom of my bag couple cock rings. Like I used to walk around. This is crazy. I used to walk around.
Mine too.
Well, just who knows? Sometimes I break.
You have a backup cock ring.
Yeah,
I guess one for him, his and his.
Yeah, I bought a cock ring with Misha, and they broke.
Really?
No, I bought them with Steve, but I tried to use it, but they both snapped off.
They just do not make quality cock rings anymore, huh?
No, I used to have amazing cock rings.
Did you get it from the bathroom at the where they have the machines where you put the dollar?
No, they do that in gay clubs, the dollar ones.
Yeah, a big one.
Do that in every club.
Do they cock rings?
Yeah, they all have spikes and stuff like that on them too.
I've had spikes. I don't like the non-adjustable ones, like the silver, like the steel ones. I think those are insane. That must hurt.
Are there artisan cock rings where some guys like, you know, I forged the metal myself for this cock ring and he makes it in my small batch.
So I'm here on Etsy and I'm selling my custom cock rings. They're made from hand forged steel, triple layered.
I was a huge penis pumper.
Trust
too.
Me, that exists.
Come on, JJ, you're a penis.
Swear on my life. Swear on my life. When I was stripping, when I was going to school like in CCBC Essex.
Did you find it made it bigger?
No, I don't know, because I always thought I like had a small dick, and then someone told me I was really thick, and then from that on, but I would pump it. So I went to
college. I wish I knew JJ in the era where he thought he had a small dick.
Yeah, I was very insecure about it, but
all it took was one person saying, actually, your dick's pretty big, and you're like, then so you changed your name to Coke Can 420 online immediately.
It just took some guy to be like, I know that, man.
And then JJ's like, hold on, I gotta change my Instagram handle to Coke Can Penis.
Man, I was pumping
the
my
first
dick.
Act of the play. JJ is like the sad small dick cup.
But then
when Coke Can 420 comes out, the whole tone changes. It's none of that I'm getting cucked.
I was confident about my cock size by sophomore year in college.
I'm cucked. Cuck. Bum 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 bum. I'm gonna fuck your bum 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 bum.
It's a good musical.
It's a crossover between the gay one and the cuck thing.
We should do a one man show.
Yeah, the four of us should do a one man
show. Yeah, we should all do a one man show.
I was speaking to Rouse to that. He said, go to Edinburgh, do the one man show. This would be amazing.
Dude, please go to Edinburgh and do a show about a musical about being a cuck.
You think
it's not even like ironic and it's not even progressive? It would be like the most game changing because everyone's like, oh, it's like this social justice warrior. You're like, I mean, just go watch it.
Yeah, I will. Okay,
anyway, I'll make you stupid sluts getting cucked by my black guy.
I'll make you a deal. If one of you guys produce it, help me do it and produce it and write it.
I'll be producer, which means we'll send you $100.
Do it.
I'll be executive producer.
I guarantee you it would fucking crush.
You'd guarantee. I guarantee.
I mean, I guarantee you that we could be like, okay, fine, we'll produce it. Go write it. It'll never get written.
No, I would write it.
Okay, so go write it.
If we do a one-man show?
Yes,
no, but you guys have your little jokes.
What do you think produce it means? Book the theater? What does produce mean?
I don't know.
Yeah, like, fill out the paper, I'm the producer.
Buy you a plane ticket for
Edinburgh? Go make the play. Go make the play and then perform it in Edinburgh and I'll be your producer.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be your producer. I know some people actually get directors.
I'll Skype in and you'd be like, you're producing? I'm like, this thing's produced.
Oh, I will actually, JJ, I'll direct over Zoom. How's that
sound? Do you think this would get like the same attention Annette got? Like powerful? You think people would say the same? You think the same people would say this is powerful and empowering, all that bullshit that they said about that?
Until they see it.
Right.
Maybe
but it's the same thing.
Like, this concept is very empowering. And then they go see it and they go, that boorish lout really upset me.
What's a fucking lout?
You.
Oh.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Hope you're enjoying the episode. Do us a quick favor. Take a screenshot of your phone right now. Go into Instagram. Post it to your story. Tag @FuckingOmicsPod, @ Danny Jokes at Ryan Long Comedy. It'll only take 10 seconds. You'll be doing us a huge favor. Now, back to the episode. Enjoy.
Where are you going to work? Yeah.
I'm just a
guy. Is that a ring light, JJ?
Who's down on his luck?
Yeah, it's a. For, how did you
not
know?
A bolt in my name.
What do I use a ring light for? My fucking OnlyFans. What do you think it's used for?
I'm saying, why don't you use it?
I right feel now? Like the 2020 basketball series finals. No Bulls.
By the way, the Raptors are boycotting the playoffs because of the shooting?
No, they're not boycotting the playoffs.
So what was
they
that about?
I'm like, that's such a dumb thing. Where they're like, well, us kneeling isn't basically the guy who got shot in the back or whatever. And then the Raptors are like, well, you know, all this kneeling's not helping anything. And you're like, so they're like, maybe we shouldn't play. And you're like, you're entertainers. Like, I don't know what you think. Like, if you think you're just going to stop playing, like, yeah, it'll be a thing. It's not going to like...
But Danny, black folk, we scared.
I'm just like, you.
Shut up, you fucking millionaires, and play.
Dude, God, it's so funny. Yeah, they're millionaires. It's true.
I'm so
it's
happy you like, said millionaires.
Yeah, Patrick says wild shit, and is like, I did Kumia today, and he's like, he's over the top. He's like,
oh, Kumia?
He's like straight up like, these people, if the cops kill them, we're not going to talk about what the fuck they're doing wrong. Like he's so like all in on like watching the like extended videos of the cops and like saying like being pro cop.
Well, that's what Tim Pool tweeted today was someone saying.
Dude, he's been pretty. He's like a Trump guy now.
Yeah, he was
I'm going to the
hard.
Compound tomorrow. The pool pound.
Where's
the
he at? Where's he basement. Based out of?
I'm kind of confused because he says it's suburb of Philadelphia. But then in the address said New Jersey.
Yeah, it is because Jersey.
Jersey's right beside Philly. Camden. There's parts of Jersey like Camden that's right beside Philly.
Then I looked it up, and Philadelphia's not in New Jersey. And I'm like, am I looking up the wrong place?
No, it's just they just border. There's parts of Jersey that border Pennsylvania.
I think it's like northern New Jersey.
Kind of weird.
Exactly.
Like a
so all
of Philadelphia in a different state. It just seems
dude,
strange.
That's one of the worst places in the world in the U.S. is right by Philly is Camden. And then Philly.
Yeah, it's super dangerous. Though.
Well, Camden's crazy.
There's parts of Virginia and Maryland that are both considered D.C. suburbs.
Oh, for sure. I mean, most people who live in D.C., they live in, like, Virginia or Maryland. Like, a lot, lots of people, it's not uncommon.
I don't know. Yeah, what
are
live,
you doing
though.
There?
It's a two-hour live thing.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's the full podcast. It's the it's Tim IRL as opposed to the Tim Cast. He does multiple things. You're not doing a segment. You're doing the full podcast.
I think that'd be fun. I think he's an interesting guy. You'll probably have good times with him.
Oh, for sure.
You should.
Dude,
you
he's
should
like killing
Ryan,
it.
Ryan, you should get a beanie and wear a beanie. Show up.
Oh, my God. So
and put eyeliner
that would
on.
That be so funny.
Put eyeliner dude, on.
Dude, holy shit, imagine.
Dude, get a beanie and show
he
up.
Would, I like, bet you he would love that, too.
Goes, yeah, I don't think I'm going to do that. But
no, I'm not, obviously. You've never met him, but it would just be so funny.
It would be high level. That is like, that's exceptional kills.
With a beanie.
In August, dude, that's exceptional in kills
dude,
right
he's
there.
Never taken off the beanie. Dude. It's kind of wild, right?
No. JJ, explain that.
Why he hasn't taken off the beanie?
No, like, he's obviously just bald, right?
Yeah, but
of
like,
course.
What's wrong with, like, so?
I'm not a beanie guy because it's too much
I
of like.
I'd love you to be a beanie.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
Oh,
get the Rasta beanie.
God.
Oh, no, I just watched Philadelphia, and they wore that. The a lot of the AIDS guys wore that for some reason. Maybe because they were cold.
Probably because they're cold all the time. Because of
that's
AIDS.
What it is. It's cold. Yeah.
Yeah. The I guess AIDS. One of the side effects of it is it makes you very cold.
Makes you skinny, which makes you cold.
Yeah.
Yes. That way to actually get to the end of it, JJ.
Yes.
Is as you lose body mass, it's hard to retain heat.
Yes.
Yeah. Why do old people get so cold though? When they're
That's circulation.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah,
also, because
isn't that a muscle
especially
thing
old
too?
People who smoke as well.
But it's also too. I think the least amount of muscle you have, it's the well, maybe not because fat people. I don't know if they have muscle. Danny,
they do in their lower part of their body if they're still walking.
Right.
Oh.
I like those big ankles that like don't even like have, like just go straight down. It's just fat.
Like on a like on
cankles.
A woman?
No, but not cankles. There's cankles, but then there's just like a it's kind of like a leg to a table.
Yeah, it's like it doesn't taper in any way.
It doesn't. Yeah, there's no form or anything.
But when you say you like that,
Like I stare if I see it.
Like a fiddler to a fiddler, I'm a cuckoo.
Like I'm a looker. I'm a looker. By the way, there's a lot of comics who've lost a lot of weight lately. I've reached out to them, and I'm really proud. Well, a couple guys. I don't know.
Ben Miner.
Ben, wow! Did you see how much weight he lost?
Yeah. You know, it also just goes to show you, like, when all that stuff happens, it's like, all right, so we're in agreement then none of you fat fucks need to be fat.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, so you have 10 people that are, like, super
he's
fat.
He's fucking Danny. This is so uncomfortable for him.
I know. I'm sorry, dude.
At least make a musical about this. But no, but Jesse Donato, I don't know if you ever met him. He lost a ton of weight. He lost so much weight. The other, what's his name? Doug Koenig. Have you seen this guy, the kid from Hamilton? The dude's lost 100-something pounds. It's unbelievable. Looks great.
Yeah, he was like, he must have been like 400 pounds or something.
Was it the stresses of normal life?
Yeah. I don't know. Well, I don't know. There's like, there's two schools. There's like people who are fat because they're sad. But then I think there's people who are fat. Like me and Synagoga talk about this. He just loves food.
Yeah, he's not sad. No, he's fat. Yeah, he's just fat because he eats too much.
Yeah, loves the food. Dude, we went out for this amazing lunch today for a restaurant.
Sorry, but he loves food is such a fucking shitty cope.
Why? I love
food. He's also fat because, like, there's no reason for him not to be fat. Like,
yeah, exactly.
He's like, you could lose weight. And he's like, or I could just not. Like, you know what I mean?
Also, it's like, he's like, I have, like, dinners every Sunday night with, like, my Italian family. And it's like,
oh, that's amazing. Dude, the meal we had.
It's probably like a week's worth of food every Sunday night.
Oh, it's amazing. I'm so envious.
But still, there's Italian people who are built like fucking boxers and shit like that. And they eat big fucking Sunday Italian meal. Just like, yeah. It's not loving food. It's like a lack of exercise.
Yeah, there's that too.
It's mostly food, though.
Like, I think it is.
If you're that
food.
Big, it's like you can't just.
Yeah, it's still a willpower thing, regardless. Okay, so fine. Like the most abstract version of it, it's like it's a willpower issue, and it's obviously derived from some other issue. It's not just like.
Sure, of course. But most importantly, when there was like 10 people in the Toronto scene that were like super, super overweight, and now 4 of them are like, yeah, we're not anymore. It's like. Okay, so can you guys, like, can we agree that no one needs to be?
By the way, in the U.S., there are some big fucking comics.
Who specifically?
Fat.
Jerry Seinfeld, Sebastian Maniscalco.
Yeah. No, I'm just meaning, like, there's some really big boys.
Yeah. I mean, most of them seem to have died, though.
Yeah, Ralphie May died.
No, but I mean, just do mics and shit like that.
I don't see a ton of that. If anything, girls more. I see there's like in the scene, I see a few girls that are like, you know,
what do
like
you think that
over
is
three, like over 300 pounds. I
big
see
tits
a few
though.
Girls.
Big tits, big areolas.
Yeah, probably. Huge.
I could fuck with that.
I don't think
Akimiko is like one of the biggest, fattest guys that I see around.
But he's athletic though. He's a very athletic guy.
I mean, he's probably the biggest guy.
Yeah, he
probably do you guys know the guys who do Are We Got Garbage?
Yeah.
H. Benjamin Foley or Benjamin H. Foley?
Yeah, I know of him. I saw him at stand-up.
He's
a big guy.
Twice, but it didn't, like, work out.
Yeah,
he's a big guy, but he's not, like, crazy big.
Yeah, Ralphie was big boy.
Yeah, Ralphie is like those guys are like America big. They're
Ralphie was a big dude. One of his last Instagram posts, he's like sprawled out at this fucking barbecue joint. It was crazy.
It is a little bit like when you have a wife and kids and stuff, and you're like 45 and you're that fat. It's like there is a little bit of element of like, okay, you're like you know you're gonna like die in the next like.
You might
10
as well be like
you're gonna
a
leave
crazy
everyone.
Heroin addict or something.
Well, that's what they said about John Panette. They said he was a fucking not just a huge eater. Like someone said he went up to his hotel room like they were gigging together, and John called him into his room. He went into his room and he couldn't believe the amount of food, and he did coke. That's a terrible combination. Carbs and coke is not healthy.
Yeah, just
how
like
do you think James Gandolfini, motherfucking Tony Soprano, died?
He was a coke guy.
He died with a fucking Fiorina steak in his belly, 2 plates of pasta, a gram of coke.
No way!
And I think
fucking
like
what a badass.
And then a bunch of Valium as well.
Wow!
Like 4 bottles of red wine.
Exactly, and then God knows how much alcohol in front of his 13-year-old son.
Yeah, they were in vacation, so
he was on a plane.
I thought he was in Italy when they did when he died.
He was flying from home from Italy.
Oh. He was like a legitimate Hollywood party guy then, eh?
He was, yes, but he was also a mental case. He apparently, like, thought he was a horrible actor and would, like, walk around the set of The Sopranos going, like, fucking idiot, you fucking loser. You
just like me with comedy. I'm great, but I don't think it.
Yes, except he was in the first greatest one-hour series.
2017 Now Magazine Comedy Set of the Year. Do I have to bring that up? Do I have to bring up my fucking Oscars?
It's basically The Sopranos of free newspapers in Toronto.
Exactly. I feel fine. I mean, they made a shirt about it.
You made a shirt about it.
No. Greg Simon made a shirt about it. I just replicated that
the
fucking genius
made
idea.
The shirt, Daniel.
Anyways, I'm
fucking.
Some people made some fan art of the woke racist thing, but they only had half of Danny in because they ran out of paper.
It's funny that that's a meme now. That's like
that you're a meme.
Yeah,
the woke Annie's a meme.
Thing. Yeah, like if they see two guys having sex, they just post a photo of Danny.
Come on,
they're not like the Pepe. They call
the Pepe. Yeah,
it's that's just amazing.
It's just my face all
cool
over gay Twitter porn.
Dude, this is great. I mean, I'm going to be able to sell.
JJ, shit is so cheap right now in New York if you want to move here. It is.
But no, I'm just saying
here are insane.
I'm just saying because of your success, I'm going to get to my dream of being able to sell out Friday night 50-seaters.
It's possible.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I bet you in 5 years, if I'm still on the podcast, I'll be able to sell out once a week, 50 seaters, $20 a ticket. Do the math.
50 if you want buffet.
How much is that? 50 seats.
I mean, if you're doing
$20.
Shows and there's not a buffet involved, then you're just missing it.
So I'm making 2,000.
That should be your brand that you do like the buff gay show.
Oh, 1,000. I'm making like 1,000 a week.
I'm gay, but the food's not.
Like I'm excited.
That's your tagline.
Dude, I'm making $48,000 a year just on my 1 week.
Yeah,
my
straight,
one,
you know,
great
you know,
food,
you
gay
literally
comment.
Do a show 52 weeks a year.
What's that?
Yeah, I'm sure. It's because you're going to do a show every
Of course
week.
I'll do 52 shows.
And questionable 52 comedy, unquestionable food.
And how about this one? And then every summer, we play the fucking cuck play in Edinburgh. So that's an automatic like $3,000 right there.
Or you lose 10, like almost every
That would
person,
be the but... ultimate cuck for if you're a cuck that you get cucked by Michael Jordan. Like the head bull who's being your bull.
Best bull. The number one bull ever.
That would be the number one bull of all time. Like when he was
That'd
in his prime
bad.
On the Bulls.
Yeah.
You think that's the imperfect thing about Jordan?
Wait, how
so
would you
amazing?
Feel about that as Misha getting fucked by the whatever 1997 Bulls?
That's fine.
Did you see that chick on? Sorry, it was kind of related, but this girl was on one of those like bar stools,
accepted.
One of those Barstool sports shows, and there's these two chicks, and they're basically like Instagram hoes.
Yeah,
and then they're,
everyone posts that.
And then yeah, that chick was like, she's like, yeah, she's like the I was like fucking this guy, and then
sucked off the, four dudes in the thing.
Seven, she just goes seven. The whole team of the Phoenix Suns came in, and then she's like,
no.
She goes like, yeah. Blew seven of them in a row.
I mean, oh I knew God. Girl goes in the band scene, and they were like that. They'll just be like, you know, can I just blow
some chick was telling me a story.
And you'd always be like, you know, every guy would just be like fifth, you know, it was a classic. Yeah,
yeah. Oh, I would love to go last. I would love to go last.
Yeah, nobody's like, everybody wants to go. Nobody wants to go last. JJ's
oh,
like,
I would love
just
to.
Just disappears.
Oh my God. It's like literally a fantasy.
Oh, I'm last.
I used to have the bit like soggy
first.
Biscuit and I always lost.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I got to eat it again.
Lost, but I always won.
JJ, you should talk to Jake Flores. You guys probably work together. He's this comic guy.
He's like a comic slash like canceler on the internet, and he.
You told me about him. We already told
him. Eater.
Patrick, how podcasts work is you have to speak into a microphone.
Yeah. How podcasts work?
Patrick just got rid of the fucking.
How podcasts work for the 10th time in the evening? Oh, he's done.
I think he's got to go.
Oh, he's got to go. Okay, yeah. Patrick, say goodbye.
Bye, buddy. Enjoy work.
Later. JJ, why don't you give the ring light a spin?
He's been
giving
the
ring worm a spin with all that.
Dude, I had ringworm in fucking 2000.
No, you didn't. You've had
in
ringworm
2000. I had ringworm.
I'm shocked that JJ still has stories that he doesn't tell us, because he has ones that he's told us 1,000 times.
What do you mean? I tell you fresh shit all the fucking time.
He's got the good shit, dude.
Dude, what are you talking about?
Tell us about
the fresh.
Yeah, tell us about
the
ringworm.
Tell us about the ringworm.
I was living in Denton, Maryland. And we lived, yeah, it was in, there was like a segregation. There was literally a segregation. And I was sleeping on this old, you know, those like spring beds, single spring beds that you see in like the army and stuff like that. I was sleeping on one of those. And one day I woke up with this super itchy worm ring thing, the ringworm. It was awful.
I woke up with this itchy ringed worm thing.
Oh, it was gross.
How big
and
was
I
it?
Was that was when I lost my virginity to a woman. I had already, I think I had, no, I lost my virginity. I hadn't fucked an ass yet. And I was so worried I somehow had AIDS because I had a dick in my mouth and I gave it to her.
You worried that you had AIDS?
Oh, I was.
Are you over the AIDS worry? Do you not worry?
Oh,
about
yes.
AIDS
I'm so happy. Like, it's like.
Is that the best part about being with Misha? Is that you?
No, it's not even a reason that I'm with her, but it's like. Residual reason. Is that
what's the benefit?
Secondary. The fact, like, I mean, although if she does like cheat on me, there's always a chance.
What are the odds that she?
So you're saying there's a chance?
I always got worried, man. I always got worried that I gave her HIV. I loved her. That's how much.
But now you're worried that she'll give you HIV.
No. I'm not worried at all, to be honest with you. I'm like, Mark saw her today for the first time. He's like, oh my God, she's so beautiful. Why is she with you?
That's literally what everybody says.
You think so?
No.
No, if we go out and she's all dressed up and she dresses really nice. And
if you guys go out and she's dressed up, everybody just thinks you paid for her.
I paid for her because I'm wearing like a fancy Under Armour t-shirt.
Exactly. Yeah, like right. She's
changing. And then I get one of those t-shirts that's like another man's, like a man's body, like with his top off on. You know what I mean? Like, you know the t-shirts that's just a naked guy's body printed onto the t-shirt.
Yeah, I've seen those. She has.
Wouldn't
one of
that
those
be a good like stage outfit for JJ though?
That'd be all right. Well, I told her I think I'm gonna do HGH, and she's so thrilled. She wants a muscle stud.
Really?
She wants a muscle stud.
She wants a muscle stud who will make her laugh.
Where are you gonna do HGH?
So what are you going to do about the second part?
Who makes you laugh? I don't know.
That's when the bull just comes and makes you laugh. Jason.
Yeah. Is it not? No, that was a whole bit.
Did you say that? Not in the contract.
That was the whole bit. A bull.
JJ hires a comedy bull.
That's someone who makes her laugh harder, and I'm really, really.
JJ sits in the corner while they just have like funny banter on the couch.
Oh, my God. Oh, I would be so mad. She's just like playing with her hair, laughing so hard at some other guy. Oh, I feel really inadequate. Oh, my dick.
That's real cuck shit right there.
That's a real cuck for me. My dick would not work.
No.
Oh, that's, I was doing that. I did that on Saturday night. I said that bit about like how I'm, okay, are we good? Okay. I got to go eat.
No, tell me your last thing. Yeah.
Just finish your story.
No, I'm good.
Just tell us your story.
When I do things like that, you don't have to tell, like, you don't have to let people in on the magic. I told JJ, we'll wrap it up in 5, and then JJ goes, stops his story. What? JJ is the why you kicking me under the table like that.
Who said that? Oh.
Ryan keeps kicking me under the table. I don't understand why.
Yeah. But this has been the Fuckonomics podcast. All right, Danny, meet in 5 minutes.
Yeah, I'll see you at first.
Where are you guys going?
We're going to do an after show, Fuckonomics after show.
Come on, are you really?
Post-mortem minus JJ.
Are you really doing one?
Yes, we're really meeting up, and then we're going to live stream talking
about this. How far are you guys from each other in the city?
2 seconds.
Come on. How much is it over there?
Well, it's like on purpose. It wasn't like...
Dude, JJ rents are getting so crazy.
Like how much? Tell me a fucking number.
Like, I don't know. Depends.
You can
you
find
live.
A place they've for $700 dropped... in Manhattan, probably.
No. But okay. They've dropped 30% legitimately.
Okay, Salty's on his way.
Okay.
Okay, bye, everybody.